Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the
breeze. What's going on, everybody? You know, I got to ask the question, why does every time the market sells off, do the pundits have to make an excuse for as to why it sells off? That's all I'd like to know, is why do we need an excuse for the market to sell off? Maybe there's some profit taking. Maybe the markets are just ready to go down. Maybe the markets are just extremely overvalued. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that we could look at and try to blame it on. But at the end of the day, the markets are a bubble. Okay. The markets are a bubble created by the Federal Reserve for the wealthy. Because again, they'll be there to swoop up the coins once again when the markets do collapse. Mr. Potter, as we always say, Mr. Potter isn't selling. Mr. Potter is buying, and that's something that we always want to make ourselves aware of, that this is exactly how the markets function. And of course, when you allow the Federal Reserve to continue to print money and keep money cheap and allow those that can borrow to high heaven and not have to pay much to get it back, you have created a position, a place where they can do their own thing. And again, there is no reason to believe that there's any special reason. Is it Facebook? You know, the big selling in Facebook? It could be. That might have been the trigger. But don't you think that the markets are already on thin ice to begin with? Don't you think that the reason that the trigger got pulled was because they were already ready to sell to begin with? Wouldn't that make more sense, understanding that the people that are selling were more interested in selling now anyways? So why would we not believe that the markets can sell off? You know, markets are supposed to go, free markets, true free markets are supposed to go up and down. Not just straight up, as we have done for the past 9 years. Markets are supposed to have free trade, but we don't have free trade. And of course, that's an issue that we have to always focus on is why. And you know, the lack of true free markets is exactly why. Okay. I mean, again, if we had a true free market system like we are designed to have, then we probably wouldn't be having these major volatile swings. Everybody wants to always blame it on the traders, okay, the floor traders or the speculators. Why is it? Why are they always the ones that are to be blamed for something that has been created artificially by the Federal Reserve? That's all I'd like to know is are we going to continue to believe in a system that is totally manipulated by what the markets are doing? Okay. I mean, you know, what percentage of the people in this world or in this country are actually involved in the market other than their pension fund, possibly other than, their 401ks, you know, very few percentage wise, and left to its own devices, the markets would work perfectly because there would be buyers and there'd be sellers and there would be people that would take the other side of the trade. Very much if you go back into, you know, the day of when the Board of Trade was first initially put together, the theory of the Board of Trade was to help farmers hedge. Now, it's hard to hedge if there is not a speculator on the other side. Okay. So we can talk about, you know, that speculators are the cause of it. But at the end of the day, without the speculators, there wouldn't be a market. there wouldn't be a two-sided market. So you wouldn't be able to hedge. And so then you wouldn't have the opportunity to work yourself in a true free market. You would be wondering what would happen if prices suddenly dropped. Okay. So again, I look at this from a sheer standpoint of what we have here is a failure to communicate. What we have here is a system that is not pure or as pure as it should be. And I think that becomes the bigger story, and the bigger problem is, why can't we just get back to a free market system? Why can't we get back just the way where let the assets price themselves versus being told what they should be priced based on the value of the dollar, based on the value of interest rates? The markets can figure that out all by themselves. They don't need the helping hand of the clueless from the Federal Reserve. We don't need to price assets with the Federal Reserve. And again, we get into this very often, but it is something that bears watching, and that is the cryptocurrency space, because the cryptocurrency space is truly a free market. There is nobody that's manipulating that. Now, somebody could take a big stab and be a big buyer or a big seller and try to push price around. But at the end, okay, that's all they can do. They can't regulate it and devalue it very much as we've seen done with the U.S. dollar over 105 years, I guess. I don't know, whatever the hell it is. I mean, you know, this is the problem, is when you have too much internal manipulation, that's when you run into a problem. Not when you have a real true free market that works the way it's supposed to work. Okay. That is where we have missed out and missed the boat, is the lack of allowing the free market to work. This is where you have to be able to let asset prices price themselves, so that we're not in this storm. We can call it whatever we can call it, whatever kind of storm you want, but the storm that we're in. Okay. You know, fill in the blank yourself as to what kind of storm this is. But at the end, again, I say to you that we are not allowing the markets to do what they're supposed to do, which means to trade freely. Right? That is the bottom line. And until we get to that point and get back to that point of allowing the free markets to freely trade, you are going to continue to see more of the same type of manipulated stuff that we see now. And that goes back to, you know, even the currency right now. You know that I believe that the dollar is being manipulated by the Federal Reserve, because they're trying to suppress interest rates, because interest rates want to go higher, and they're going to go higher. The Fed will have no choice with what they want to do on these interest rates. The interest rates are going to go higher. You can bet on it. You can, as they say in whatever, Hawaii 5-0, book them, Dano. You can book it. We're going to see higher interest rates, because the markets want higher interest rates. And the truth of the matter is that's the only way that we can get true and free, is because there's a demand for money. But unfortunately, the suppression of everything else is keeping the demand going to credit cards and peer-to-peer lenders and things like that. And that is something that I find to be as well very problematic. And this is why we need to get back to that system that's called the free America, free trade, and not, you know, not manipulated by the Federal Reserve with their funny business with interest rates and quantitative easing and all the other things that we have seen over the last 9 years. But really, it's over the last 40 years. But over the last 9 years, it's become much more prevalent. And I think that's something that we need to address. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And I want to remind you to check out our high school investing program. We are trying to educate the youth of America, and we can do it with your help. And all you have to do is check out High School Investing. But if you want to help us out, go to patreon.com/Bubba Trading. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. www.bubbatrading.com/Bubba Trading and help me out. And if you do, I'll give you a free look at my advisory service. You can check it out. In the meantime, don't forget to download the show at BubbaTalk.fm every single day. This is the Bubba Show Topical. We'll be right back with more after the break. Bubba Show Topical. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And so, you know, as we started to talk about why don't we have the free market system and where has it gone? And again, that's gone by the wayside for now because of the Fed, because of what they allow to happen. And Congress is playing a role in it as well. And again, when you have no interest and no need to watch dollars and don't care, you know, again, we run it at a major, major deficit here. You know, we've built a debt model that is could choke anybody. And I ask you, okay, you know, everybody says, you know, they spit the words out, 20 trillion, like 21 trillion, like it's no big deal. And again, I'm going to give you an example, okay, of how much 21 trillion really is. I want you to think about this for a minute, okay? 21 trillion, okay? So if you look at time, let's look at a movement in time. A million seconds is 11 days and a few hours. Okay. That's a million seconds. A billion seconds is about 32 years. Okay. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years. Okay. Now I won't be around then. I don't know about you. So that's what that's the bill of goods that we're being sold. As to, you know, well, it's not that big of a deal. You know, there's never going to be enough money to pay that back. And that means that there's going to be a major haircut at some point. And of course, if you believe some of the conspiracy theorists, that would be something that we would believe in anyways, because, again, that would help, you know, turn more into socialism. This whole debt bomb is going to force, I believe, more socialism. I think that is indeed an issue that we have to be very aware of and very careful of, because we cannot continue to let these things slip by without doing something about it. But the debt is going to be constantly growing. And that's because nobody wants to step up and A, be counted. Okay. You know, and to take care of that debt. Nobody wants to do the right thing. And I'm talking, when I say nobody, I'm talking about our politicians. They don't want to do the right thing because it would affect their own personal pocketbooks. And God forbid they should want to do that. I think you see a major meltdown with just about anything because we cannot allow this to continue at the current pace. Because it's going to just, again, it's going to ruin everything. It's going to ruin everybody. You know, all the people that should be taken care of and who have, you know, obviously paid their good money into these systems are going to get trapped with crap as usual. And again, I believe that that's, you know, going to be one of the causes. You know, we talked yesterday about some of the pension funds and the problems there. Well, again, this problem is everywhere unless we go totally socialist, because then they just use digital money and they just kind of wing it around and you're really not paying for anything. You're really not doing anything. And I think that, again, that to me creates and causes the bigger headache, which nobody wants to talk about. And I don't understand why we can't find, you know, a better way to do things, because it just doesn't make sense. You know, again, we continue to be trapped in our world of, you know, that it's okay. And that's the way we've always done it. And does anybody ever get tired of thinking it's okay because that's the way we've always done it? I would think you and I would be have a problem with that. I don't want to do things the way we've always done them, because the way we've always done them has not been good for the average person. It has not been good for the middle class, the way we've always done things. As you've seen, you know, we've gone from major prosperity and now we're into major struggles. you know, we've got wage stagnation. We can't seem to get good jobs to come back into this country. You know, again, and I understand the education part and that we need better education. I mean, you know, we have the one of the worst school systems in the world, which is why I'm involved, because did you know that we're ranked in the worldwide school system? We're 38th. Think about that for a minute. 38th in the United States, excuse me, 38th in the world in school system, in learning. And why is that? Well, one of the reasons that is because we think that every person, every kid can be educated exactly the same way. You know, a big city kid from Chicago, for example, versus a country person from, you know, let's say Alabama, let's say Mississippi, let's say Iowa. We have different lives. There's different things that have to happen, and we need to be taught from our environment with an exposure to other environments. And you know, the Common Core curriculum is a joke. Okay. Common Core is totally nonsense. Okay. And that's why we need to have a better system for education, and should probably be teaching in school more than one language as well. And not as an elective, but as a part of the curriculum, that you have to be bilingual. I mean, you go around the globe and you see that most of these kids are bilingual. You know, they speak their native tongue, in our case, which would be English. Of course, sometimes you wonder here if English is our normal tongue. But in all seriousness, you would learn to speak multiple languages. Why? Well, because it would help you in the long run. It would benefit you in the long run to be able to speak more than one language. And I think that, you know, you should weigh that. But again, this goes back to the curriculum of what we teach. You know, I go back to when I went to school. Okay. I know that was eons ago, but when I went to high school, we had a work study program. You had auto shop, you had woodworking, you had electrical stuff. You could learn enough to get into an apprentice deal in the trades. And listen, and I got news for you. There ain't nothing wrong with the trades, kid. A, we all need them. And B, they make pretty damn good money. So do we want to say that that's not the right way to go in life? I mean, certainly, one of my very good friend's son is a welder. He didn't like college and he became a welder. And so he's making $120,000 a year as a 24-year-old kid. Okay. And what the hell's wrong with that? Okay. You know, I think this is one of the things that we mistakenly don't pay attention to is why not, you know, not everybody's cut out to be a programmer, and not everybody's cut out to be a welder, and not everybody's got to be a manufacturer, but we should give these kids the alternative, okay, to see what they can do and what they're capable of doing, because then you find out what you have a real interest in. I remember that I took a test way back in the day, and the test said, okay, that the only thing I could not do, the only thing I could not do was be a brain surgeon because I don't have real good dexterity with my fingers, but I could do anything else. And I think those are the tests that we should be having our kids take, is to kind of see what they have an aptitude for, not what we want them to be, but what do they have an aptitude for? What gives them the best shot, okay, to be successful, instead of deciding for everybody what we need to have them do. I find that to be very, very poor, that we can't seem to, you know, put things together so that everybody can be on the same level playing field, and so we can get people to get to where they want to be and where they need to be versus where we think they should be. Again, I go back to that all the time. It shouldn't be the decision of the school system. It should be a decision of where is it best for me. That's the way that I look at it. And I, you know, obviously you can certainly express your opinion, because I always love to hear opinions. But again, I'd like to know what you're thinking, because it makes sense. And obviously, maybe it makes too much sense. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And I want to remind you to get my daily updates every day, Bubba's Daily Update. And what I do is every day, right after the close, I shoot a video for you, give you what I saw that day and what I would expect to see possibly on tomorrow. And I email it to you after the close, and you can check it out. And so all you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com to get that. And in the meantime, don't forget to download the show every day at LibertyTalk.fm. We're going to step out of a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Come back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And how about that March Madness tournament? What do you think? Pretty crazy. Virginia got knocked off. Michigan State. How can you get 19 or 21 offensive rebounds and lose? Can anybody explain that to me? I'd like to know that. I'd like to know that one. Okay. I can't comprehend how that can happen. And you know, how about the Cincinnati blowing that game? You don't think that the coach screwed up that game when he let his guy stay in the game because he said he could handle it? You know, obviously, I find it amazing that the coach let that happen. But in the meantime, how about those markets yesterday? You know, everybody wants to blame everything, and you know, I tell you that, you know, again, we're in a market that is overpriced, overvalued. And at the end of the day, at some point, you know what? It's amazing. Things go down. You know, like you put helium in a balloon. Sometimes the helium runs out. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, I guess let's first clarify. I'm a big believer in the stock market. Okay. That's the bottom line. I am a big believer in the stock market. That's where my money's at. I'm long the market. Even yesterday with the big pounding. All right, I'm long the market. I didn't get worried. I mean, I'm hedged, so I don't really worry about those things. But at the end of the day, there is no better place to compound your money. But as everything else, markets go up, markets go down. Okay? And if we just understand that and realize it, then we don't have much to think about. We don't have much to worry about. And I think that's where we end up with a much bigger problem. Is everybody wants to have, you know, with all this technology we have today, everybody wants to make a reason for it. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason. And there doesn't have to be a reason. How about people want to take profits? How about people are afraid? How about we've got a market that is so oversaturated with people that don't want to be in it? Okay, how about that? Right. How about you've got so many like retirees in this market today that their whole case money is in this market. They don't want to be in the market. They're afraid to death of what could happen. Right? They're afraid that they're going to lose all their money. You know, you worked your whole life to save money, and all of a sudden, the banks don't offer you any money, any interest. So now you're in this big monster known as the stock market. And again, there's nothing wrong with the stock market. I like it. But again, if you're not prepared for it, you know, you saved your whole life. What are you going to do? You got to be prepared for what's next, which is obviously why we hedge, but forget about the hedging part. So you don't think that as soon as interest rates rise a little bit that people don't want to jump out. You realize that we save no money in this country. Okay. We have no savers anymore. All right. we spend everything because we don't make enough not to spend everything. And isn't that a sad story? When we don't make enough money to save, so we have to continue to spend every dime we make. I mean, granted, we are and have been for an extended period of time at more of a by the month society. You know, it's how much is it by the month? Can I afford that? And don't kid yourself. The advertisers play that up as well, right? It's only $225 a month. It's only $50, whatever the number is. It's only because they know who they're dealing with. You don't think these marketing execs don't have an idea that they're dealing with a society that is based on how much is it by the month? Okay. And that's what they all care about, is the monthly payment. So if I get the monthly payment, then I'm in. And again, this is something that, you know, it's been going on forever, and they came out with all these different ways to grab the capital from Americans. And, you know, it's the 90 days, same as cash, 1 year, no interest. But, you know, you realize that when you get that 1 year, no interest off your credit card, you know, you're paying a fee up front. So if you borrow $10,000 and you're paying $500, you're paying 5% interest. You're just paying for it up front, and they take it out and you finance it. And the beauty of that is if you don't make the payments and you don't pay it off within the year, the interest kicks back all the way to day one. So where are you? You're sitting there because everybody always believes, oh, hell, I can pay that back in a year, no problem. And then all of a sudden, a couple of emergencies come up, and you no longer can pay that back. And then what do you do? Okay. And again, that's the issue we have in our society, is we let too many things slip by the wayside instead of doing what is right all the time. And that then creates the bigger mess that everybody wants to forget about. And, you know, you get trapped. It's just the same as the credit cards, right? You got a credit card, you got to buy something, and maybe you don't got to buy it, but maybe you decide to buy something, and all of a sudden you can't make the payment. And all of a sudden that $100 meal or whatever now costs you about $300 by the time you finish paying the interest. Now, don't you think that's a problem? This is why we're not educated properly, because we're all ingrained to do things the way we've always done it. Now, you know, you have to remember that you need to save money for a rainy day. You need to save money for when the furnace blows up or for when the car breaks down. Because if you're not saving money, then you're going to have to end up borrow some money from somebody who's going to charge you what we call usury rates. All right. You know, they don't call it that, but I'll call it that. And that's, again, this all this peer-to-peer lending. I mean, did you ever wonder why all these services are offering all this money? You ever notice how they always offer you that real cheap interest rate, that introductory interest rate? You know, I think that should be more what you're looking at is why are they offering me this introductory interest rate? What is behind it? I think we need to be a little bit more suspicious about some of these deals. Because you know the old story, right? If it looks too good, or if it smells like it and it looks like it, it's probably it. And I got to tell you that we're very easily maneuvered and manipulated because of desires and because of wants. And this just relates right back to the trading world and the emotions that we see. And that's why we always warn about being too emotional about what happens day to day in a market. You know, I've said this 1,000 times. I've said it on TV. I've said it here. I've said it everywhere. Investors should not even look at the market. Just know that you're investing in good, solid companies. And all you do is you take a look once a week. You look at your statement to make sure that you don't have a dog, like when GE turned into a dog. But other than that, you don't need to look. You're not investing for tomorrow. Well, actually, you are investing for tomorrow. You're not looking to trade, though. You're looking to be an investor long term. Okay. Now, obviously, the simple solution is that you should just be hedged. But some of you don't do that, which is fine. So if you're just a straight investor, look at your portfolio once a week and don't get focused on the news. The news is wrong. The news is old news by the time it gets out. This is not something – that is a new item. We know the news is old. Okay, this is not 1972 before the internet and before all the crazy stuff that you could actually get some insider news information. This is today, and information flows in 5 seconds. Okay, if somebody farts, you know about it in 3 seconds. I mean, again, it's something that you have to just understand that this is the world we live in today, and everything happens just faster. All right, nothing has changed with human emotion. All that's changed is the fast that we can react on it now. And this is, you know, again, I go back to the day they didn't have a TV with news on it. You know, you got a 15-minute delay on a local channel that was only open part of the day. You know, so you didn't have this, you know, 24-hour day CNBC and Fox Business and Bloomberg and this guy and that guy and everybody else and all these reporters reporting. Because remember, everybody's got a story to tell. And the story they're going to tell you is a story that's going to benefit them, not benefit you. Okay. They're going to tell you the story that's going to give them the most amount of benefit because that's what they do. They're trying to either sell paper, sell airtime, whatever. So do you think that they're going to tell you the story that's your benefit or the story that's going to benefit them? I always ask that question because it becomes more important, especially when I know that the emotions of many of you is on edge to begin with. We are afraid because of what's going on. And you're always afraid that market's going to make that one last big dive and you're going to be stuck. And how do you get out? And that is something that I think is the bigger ordeal. Okay. That is something that needs to be addressed. That is something that we don't take advantage of. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here for a break. But in the meantime, don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update. Okay, every day I do an update on the market. Okay, and I want to help you. I want to give you my insight as to what I see and what I think. Okay, so I think that is something that, again, I'm doing it for you. I get no benefit from it other than to help somebody out. That's my, you know, again, I'm giving it away for free. No credit card, no nothing. I want you to have it. I want you to be able to see what I'm thinking. And you just get that at bubbatrading.com and you just fill out the box when it pops up. It's free. So feel free to do that. I'd love to have you aboard anyways. It's always a good thing and I always enjoy helping. And don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm, The Bubba Show. And you can also get the Sporting Edge here on the weekends. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back after the break with more. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, we talked about a lot of stuff today and a little bit of a late day rally in the markets. Yesterday cut the losses from just a pounding to just a little bit of a pounding. And, you know, again, I don't, that's unexpected. I think that when you identify what you think is the top in the market, you then look for opportunities to sell rallies. So all you'd be doing now is looking for a potential rally spot to sell into. Okay. And that's really, you know, the function and how the markets work is to try to find the highest probability trade. And right now it looks like the markets are working their way lower. You know, one of the things we learn in trading the markets is when there's times when bad news is bad news. There's times when bad news is good news. There's times when good news is good news. And there's times when good news is bad news. Well, what we're seeing now is that when news does hit the tape, the markets get uglier faster. So that means that right now, for now, bad news is bad news. And you can look for the markets to sell off on news that is not appealing to the market. Remember, we've priced in about as much as you could possibly price into this market. I don't see where there's much more room to price in anything. From my standpoint, I think that when you look at the market, you go, okay, so they're fairly to overvalued would be my view here. Okay, so it's either fair valued or overvalued, and I would think we're a touch overvalued. You know, based on very simple facts, there's so many people in this market that can't afford to be in the market that they're just looking for a reason to get out. And you take that into consideration with the retirees who want to get out. And so you can see the markets want to go lower, and at every opportunity they will. Now, again, if something changes, then they'll start to drift higher again. But I think you've seen exactly kind of what we've looked for is that when we define a top, and that is that the markets have made highs and they continue to make lower highs. Now, again, we've just made on this run. Now, we haven't taken out the bottom yet, so that would be the next step would be to take out, you know, about 24,500, you know, 20,000, 24,000 even. If we take that out, then we're going to go test the lows at 23,000. And I think that that's probably where we're headed. Now, again, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Well, it could happen tomorrow, but I don't expect it to be that fast. But again, we can get one of these vicious rallies. But if you look at the market and go back to the low, we assumed that we'd get a rally, and we did. We got a rally from 23,000 to almost 25,500. Then we got a break again. Now, we didn't break as far, but again, we're still in, you know, we would think a consolidation pattern that's leaning lower. In fact, if you look at the Dow pattern, you could almost look at gold the same way, and they both look like they want to break to the downside. Now, again, if it changes, then if the footprint of the market changes, then we can change our opinion. But that's when you're trying to trade the probability of the market, those are the things that you're looking at. Okay, now we've got the Fed tomorrow, and the Fed, you know, who knows what they're going to say? I mean, we know they try to be dovish, so we'll see. But again, I think that most of that has already been priced in to the rally that we've had recently. And I think that the markets and the traders are getting a little bit afraid of what's going to happen and what the Fed's going to do. So I would not be surprised at all to see a spike rally off of that news followed by a pretty big break. And again, you've got a lot of things going on here, and things just don't look as good as they should. I mean, if you look at the gold market based on yesterday's action, you would have thought gold would have been higher than $4 higher. It's just hovering around the lows. If you look at the bonds, I mean, the bonds are actually down on the day. And, you know, you would think that, and that's just telling us that interest rates are going higher, and that the dollar is going to go higher, which is, again, our key indicator, or what we're looking for, is for the dollar to break above and then create the heartburn that the Fed doesn't want. Of course, you know, the Fed doesn't know what it wants, but that's a story for another day. I mean, you know, they're going to come out and do their happy dance and whatever it is. And at the end, you know, we'll figure it out and see how it stands and where we end up going from there. But at the end of the day, it's really just a market that looks like it wants to go lower. It feels like it wants to go lower, and it most likely is going to go lower. And I think that that's the side you want to be prepared for. Now, again, it doesn't mean you chase it in here. It means that you continue to look for the highest probability trade you can based on the market footprint that you see. And when you get that, then you're in good shape. And again, it doesn't guarantee a winner, but then you have at least a defensive strategy to get out. And that's what we're trying to focus on, is the strategy to get in and get out and make it the best. And you know, again, so I'm not really concerned about what the Fed does. I'm really more concerned about how I'm going to be able to react to what the Fed does. And we'll be able to, you know, move forward and look for the next spot in the market. In the meantime, I think that the grains have now come down low enough that you'd want to look to be a buyer. They've come down to, you know, a little bit lower than I would have liked. The corn did perfect, held at 375. Wheat is a little bit lower, but again, I would be willing to re-enter the wheat trade again, probably at about 450 or so, which is close. I'm a little concerned about the meats. They've gone a little bit farther down than I would like to have seen. So, you know, this could be a decision point where we just might have to take our losses. You saw oil was pretty volatile yesterday, you know, and it had a big break and then it rallied all the way back. But, you know, a lot of that has to do with the Saudis and what they're doing. So we'll see, you know, how that all plays out. I think you continue to look for spots to sell oil. I think you continue to look for spots to sell gold. I think you look for spots to buy the dollar or sell the euro currency, either one, or pretty much they're going to go pretty much in direct opposite conditions. So I think that's something that you want to focus on, you want to look for. Again, there's just a lot of things going on, but none of it is really very good. There is not a lot of great action here. Now, you look at, we had a little bit of volume, but volume was a little bit light for the sell-off. Not bad, but a little bit light for the sell-off. So it'd be something else that we would be, looking at and thinking about. But there's a whole quandary of things that are happening. And again, you can just see the jitters in the markets. You can see how fast people want to pull the trigger to get out of their positions. Is Facebook a buy here? And, you're going to hear a bunch that it's on the 200-day moving average. So, maybe indeed it is a buy for a pop. Maybe it continues lower. I think a lot depends on how this week plays out as to if we're going to consolidate a little bit more and get a bounce, or we're going to get the flush this week down to lows and then debate. But again, I think we're going much lower than the lows that we put in on February 6th. So, I don't think it's going in one day. I think this is something that you have to continue to observe and make sure that you put yourself in the best position. And that's really what it comes down to is the position that you want to be in. And there's where I think you'll find opportunity. In the meantime, of course, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I want to remind you to download the show every day. Go to libertytalk.fm and make sure you download every day. And don't forget to get a hold of my daily updates. I do an update every day after the close in which I just give you what happened and what I expect to happen and how I expect the markets to play out. And it'll be very helpful, I think, to anybody who likes to follow the markets, because all I'm doing is following them from a technical standpoint. So all I have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and check that out, and you can get your updates and be ready to go. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.